All right, everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into something super important, building self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another cheesy self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about fluffy affirmations or rainbows and unicorns. This is about hardwiring a little kindness into your brain, the kind of kindness that can seriously level up your mental health game. Think about it. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with expectations, pressures, and comparisons. It's like a never-ending race to be better, faster, stronger. And let's be honest, sometimes you just stumble, you make mistakes, you have those, I can't believe I did that moments. But here's the thing. Everyone does. We're all human, we're all works in progress, and beating yourself up over every little slip-up? Well, that's just setting yourself up for more stress and anxiety. So how do we break this cycle? How do we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer our friends? That's where self-compassion comes in. Here are five key takeaways that can help you build that inner superhero. 1. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Ever feel like your thoughts are running on a hamster wheel, constantly spinning out of control? Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing those thoughts without judgment. It's like stepping back from the chaos and saying, "Okay, I see you there, anxious thought, but I don't have to let you run the show." There are tons of free apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. 2. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine your best friend is having a tough day. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and maybe even suggest a pizza and movie night. Now, ask yourself, would you be so harsh on a good friend as you are on yourself? Start practicing that same compassion and understanding towards yourself. You deserve it. 3. Acknowledge your struggles. It's easy to try and hide our vulnerabilities, but facing them head-on is actually the key to overcoming them. When things get tough, instead of pretending everything is okay, acknowledge your struggles. Say out loud, "Hey, this is really hard right now," or "I'm feeling overwhelmed." Just voicing those feelings can make a huge difference. 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't downplay your accomplishments, even the seemingly small ones. Did you finally finish that project? Did you get out of bed on time after a rough night? These are all victories. Give yourself credit for every step forward, no matter how tiny it may seem. 5. Practice gratitude daily. It might sound cliche, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can truly shift your perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, anything that brings a little joy into your world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving marketing manager who's constantly under pressure to deliver perfect results. Every time she makes a mistake, even something minor, she berates herself, replaying it over and over in her head like a broken record. This relentless self-criticism is draining her energy, impacting her relationships, and ultimately hindering her performance. Sound familiar? Now imagine Sarah starts practicing self-compassion. She learns to acknowledge her mistakes without judgment, reminding herself that everyone makes them. She focuses on her strengths and celebrates her accomplishments, no matter how small. She takes time each day to practice gratitude and mindfulness, noticing the good things in her life and bringing more peace to her mind. The result? Sarah becomes less stressed, more resilient, and ultimately, more successful. She realizes that being kind to herself isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. Self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your flaws. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a dear friend. It's about recognizing that you're doing your best, even when things get tough, and celebrating every step forward on your journey. So remember, folks, be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. Now go out there and rock your day with a little extra compassion in your heart. Don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and share it with anyone who could use a dose of self-love. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and tricks to help you navigate this crazy world. Until then, keep those heads up, hearts open, and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.